Today on Rockin' the Suburb.
All I knew, though, was that, man, the guitar solos just rip.
Hey everybody, it's Patrick here. On behalf of Jim Lenihan, I want to welcome you to this week of podcasts on Rockin' the Suburbs. Jim and I are still doing the last vestiges of our summer vacation, and today we have a series of episodes lined up that we're going to debut that's going to take you through this week while we enjoy the last rays of summer. Before we do that, however, I want to announce that there is a deadline for July 2026 new music, and that will take place on August 16th. So if you could get in your new music picks for the month of July by August 16th, we would greatly appreciate that. All right, with that out of the way, I want to tell you that we have a series featuring three voices that you've heard before on this podcast. Nicholas Nygaards, Justin Steiner, and Kevin Clement are all getting together to talk about a topic that I'm sure will be close to the hearts of our listenership here on Rockin' the Suburbs, and that is Matthew Sweet's recordings in the 1990s. I present to you now part one, where the guys will discuss the classic Matthew Sweet album, Girlfriend.
Hello, listeners of Rockin' the Suburbs. This is Nicholas calling in from Sweden, with my friends Justin Steiner and Kevin Clement. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey Nicholas.
All good?
Hey Kevin, what's up? How we doing? We're here for a good reason.
Yes, we are.
Definitely.
And the reason why we're here is that we are going to talk about Matthew Sweet in the 90s. And we have a number of albums that we are going to go through and play our favorite songs. And yeah, that's about it. And to kick us off, I thought I'd share my story why I love Matthew Sweet so much. I discovered actually a guy called Lloyd Cole. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Lloyd Cole.
Yes.
Yeah. And he released a couple of solo albums in the early 90s, in 1990 and 1991. And Matthew played and were on those albums. So that's how I knew his name. But I'll get into it later when we get to some of the albums, what happened. Anyway, I've got one of Lloyd Cole's albums, and then I read a review of Matthew Sweet's Altered Beast album in 93. And that's how I sort of started getting into Matthew Sweet. How about you boys?
Kevin?
I didn't hear about him until the Girlfriend video. Saw that on MTV. And it was just, you know, it was all over from there.
Yeah, I think similar, so we might as well just kind of jump into his first album of the 90s here, since that's where Kevin and I both came in, which was Girlfriend, which was released October 22nd, 1991. He'd had a couple of solo albums before that in the 80s. One was called Earth from 1986, and then another one, Inside was from 1986, and then Earth was from 1989. I think they were pretty critically did all right, but they didn't make any commercial waves at all. So he was dropped by A&M Records after Earth, and then signed with Zoo Entertainment. And actually the band that he has on Girlfriend was kind of already working together some on Earth. Those albums are good if you go back to them. Like, you know, I think when I started with Matthew Sweet with Girlfriend, I thought this was his debut album. Like, you know, back in the old days, right, where you don't have the internet that you can go and look up, and, you know, unless it's mentioned in a review or something. So It sounds, Niklas, like the girlfriend video was not as pervasive over in Sweden as it was here. Like MTV played it a lot. It had the anime on it, so it was a very different kind of sort of video, and the song was great. But since you didn't hear till Altered Beast, I'm guessing that didn't really make waves over with over in Europe.
No, I guess it didn't. And to be fair, when I discovered Lloyd Cole, I sort of took a completely different direction with my music listening. And so I wasn't surprised that I hadn't heard about Matthew Sweet before or any of his work. But how was it for you? Did you, Justin, had you heard any of the two previous albums? Or
nope. No, had no idea. Her girlfriend maybe on the radio first, you know, 35 years ago. It's hard to remember the exact order in which it did. I remember the video being on MTV for sure. And there was a really glowing review of it in Rolling Stone, I believe, as well. And I think it was that convergence that led me to pick up the album. I mean, you know, Stephen Routledge and I assert that 1997 is the greatest year for music. But 1991 is really not that far behind, you know, because this is coming out when grunge is starting to explode and everything. So you have that dichotomy of the power pop and then all the grunge that's there. You know, U2's Octoon Baby comes out around the same time. REM's Out of Time is already, you know, so there's a lot going on. And a lot of my musical listening kind of really solidifies around this time. And Girlfriend is such a huge part of it. I think the fact that there's, you know, the 15 songs on this album that really let you kind of dig in with a whole bunch of different styles. And one thing I did not realize in 1991, like, you know, you look at the credits of CDs, right? Because that's what we had back then. You poured through, you know, if you were a music nerd, like, okay, who's playing on this? So you see the names, right? That's how you knew who Matthew Sweet was, because you were pouring through Lloyd Cole, right?
And exactly, yeah.
Where they are. And so, you know, the twin guitar players on this album of Richard Lloyd and Robert Quine, in 1991, I had no idea who those guys were and what they'd done. Like, I hadn't heard Television at that point, you know? Uh-huh. I barely knew any Lou Reed, especially not the stuff that Quine played on. All I knew, though, was that, man, the guitar solos just rip on this album, right? I mean,
they are
for somebody who's into rock and roll. Like, it's like, oh, feed me those, like, over and over and over again, right?
And how they intertwine with each other. I mean, you've got one guitar line in your left ear, and then you've got another one in your right ear, and then actually in the middle you might hear Lloyd Cole on a couple of songs playing rhythm guitar as well. So it all ties together.
And it was kind of self-produced too. Matthew Sweet and Fred Maher, who drummed on a number of songs in the album, they kind of like did a self-produced, no outside producers. And it does not sound dated, I don't think. I don't think Girlfriend sounds dated at all. I mean, you can maybe tell it's 90s, but it doesn't, I don't know, it doesn't have that super, I don't know, 90s type sound to it. I mean, it's early 90s anyway, so.
Yeah, it just had such a different sound for that time, you know, for stuff that I was hearing, because, you know, that's when I just started working in college radio, so, you know. And we had that CD, and that got played every show I had.
Yeah. Was that your freshman year of college, Kevin, or your sophomore?
91. That was freshman.
Freshman year, yeah. Yeah, it was my junior year of college, so, you know, that's was the right time. They played it on the college radio station, too, you know, so I heard it there. But, I mean, I listened to that CD. I don't know. I don't know how many times I've listened to that, but like, you know, the wailing guitars on the title track, A Girlfriend, right, is just, and the way the drum pattern kind of comes in, it's a perfect power pop song, right? Like
it's hard to beat, yeah.
And if you think of 90s power pop, Girlfriend, the title track alone is that's it.
Yeah, but definitely perfect pop. By any stretch of the imagination, it's just so good.
It's interesting that you say that it's not like time stamped. And I think it has a lot to do with the very sparse production, because they sort of, it sounds like they just play these songs in the studio and just, yeah, we'll do a couple of takes and that's it. Because there's no reverb, and the drums are very like dry as well, and that makes the whole album very specific in my opinion. And yeah, it's, and that in my opinion as well, there's not one bad song on this album.
It's just
quality through and through. So,
well, and it's fun the way they structured it too, right? Because it's still modeled after vinyl somewhat, because you have the run out groove at the end of Evangeline, you know, like there, so that you know, like you're supposed to, flip the record over or whatever, and then you have the next six, you know, through Your Sweet Voice, but then you get like the extra three tacked on to it, kind of as your like as your bonus tracks or your bonus EP or something, even though it works as a whole entire album.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of, it wasn't originally going to be called Girlfriend. The album was going to be called Nothing Lasts, which is the final track.
Uh-huh.
But the cover is a classic cover, right? It's a portrait, a picture of Tuesday Weld, who was an actress in the 50s and 60s. But Tuesday did not want her face to be on an album called Nothing Lasts.
Mm-hmm.
They switched it to title it after Girlfriend instead.
I believe Matthew is a big movie nerd, and that's mm-hmm. why he knew of her. Yeah.
Movie nerd and anime nerd for sure.
Oh yeah. So I mean, if we talk a little bit about the track sequence on the record, it starts off with Divine Intervention, which really highlights the guitars. They sort of builds, and it's a kind of a different song somehow, but it's so good. And then it carries on with I've Been Waiting, and then Girlfriend, and you've got like a perfect start to the album, I have to say.
Yeah, I mean, those three tracks coming in, it's just, banger after banger right there.
Uh-huh. And if you'd pick, because what we are doing is we pick a couple of songs of each album, and I know you picked a couple, and maybe we should play the first one just to get a feel for what the album is like.
So out of that kind of odd beginning with Divine Intervention and a little like psychedelic whatever, and we've talked about Girlfriend with kind of that perfect power pop. I've Been Waiting, which is the second track, it kind of is in the middle. It's a little bit more jangle pop than like straight power pop,
mm-hmm.
which is, I think we all love jangle pop, and jangle pop is a rock in the suburbs favorite across the board. But just the melody on I've Been Waiting and the harmonies are just fantastic. And Richard Lloyd gets the guitar solo on the song too. I don't think we'll play through to that now, but obviously any of these songs, if you're not familiar, listen to them. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready to hear I've Been Waiting? Then we can talk a little bit more.
Yes.
I have just
Wow.
Ah, that's so good. It's so good.
It really is. That's, yeah. It's fantastic.
That's power pop. Beautifulness. Just,
it's so good.
Yeah, just, you know, the way he harmonizes with himself there, you know, like he sounds good singing with himself and layering those harmonies.
Oh yeah.
That's very special.
It takes a lot of work to figure that stuff out, right?
Oh yes, and he's arranging everything himself. And as you said, Justin, he's doing all vocals on all of his albums. So everything you hear vocal wise is Matthew Sweet. That is really cool. I was reading up on I got this vinyl box from Lloyd Cole about his New York years in the early 90s, and there's this short section about Matthew and how easygoing he was to work with and that. So I wrote down a quote from Lloyd Cole. And he said he was very easygoing as long as he was getting paid and had a spliff.
Hey.
So, yeah, that is modus operandi.
Yeah, I mean, somebody who lives for the music, right? Like, the music is the muse. I know he's a painter as well. I don't know if he did it as much back then, but certainly later years, he has other creative outlets too. I know we have one more song that we're going to play, but are there other songs in particular besides the one that we are that you guys wanted to shout out on the album?
Well, as I said, I mean, there are so many good songs on this, but I'd highlight I Thought I Knew You. Because I think this is a breakup album, after all. I mean, it's pretty dark. At times, so, and I really like that song, and doing my research, I found another quote, because apparently when he was doing interviews for this record, people would ask him about the breakup and feeling depressed and saying how are you gonna make another album as great as this one. And I think the response was pretty brilliant. And he said, I'm sure I'll be just as depressed at some point ahead. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
That's classic power pop, though, right? Dark, depressive lyrics with sunny music and stacked harmonies and, you know, crunchy guitars, right?
Yeah.
It is. I mean, I had a hard time not picking Thought I Knew You as one of my two songs. But again, you know, only going with two songs, it's the real Sophie's choice, right? Because they're all so good. But because it's got a... it's a little bit different of a sound. It's got kind of that more strummy kind of feeling as it goes through, more acoustic driven. And it's short too. It's under 3 minutes. I don't know. It's a little bit of, it's, you know, the breakup album, but it's a little bit kind of a palate cleanser in a way, in amongst the other songs, at least for me.
Good point.
It's a great track.
Yes, it is.
Great track.
Yeah. And
Kevin, any other songs you wanted to shout out?
That one has like the Spanish guitar that is really, really good. Just a quick thing. At that time, I was going to school. I was DJing at the radio station, and I was also DJing like dances and like, you know, different like the history department's Christmas party or, you know, different stuff like that. And, being a DJ like that, I was more of a singles guy. So I was more just listening to like certain things. So this album, for a while, I had only gotten through like the first 8 songs. I had never gotten to the second half of the album.
Oh.
And then just decided, oh, well, I'm just going to listen to it one day. And I'm like, holy. The second half is just as good, if not better, than the first half. So it's like, like, man, what have I been missing, you know? So especially the sad one, he said, Don't Go. That one is just, it's just a heartbreaking song.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's got that kind of build up to it, to the end of the song. And then, I could pick pretty much any song off of this album.
Yeah.
They're all ridiculously good. So yeah, this is definitely top five album for me of all time.
I just had to look up who did the guitar solo on Don't Go, because it come like that thing rips right through you too. And that one's that's Robert Quine. Lloyd Cole's on that track too.
I was just going to chip in about the actual song Girlfriend and the album as well, because you said that the album was going to be called Nothing Lasts. And the song Girlfriend was actually called Good Friend to start with. And there is a version an album that came out a lot later called Good Friend with some live takes and the original Good Friend, which is a lot slower. It's got piano and, well, he did write to move in the other direction to ditch the piano and go a lot faster. So,
yeah, I think people, when he played Good Friend 2 before it was recorded, people misheard it as Girlfriend anyway. So yeah. I think that's part of the reason why he decided to just go with that as the title too.
Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's maybe hit one more track here before we wrap up Girlfriend. And the other song that I picked was Winona, because what is more early 90s than a song about Winona Ryder?
Right.
You know, those of us of a certain generation definitely, felt kind of the same way. Could You Be My Little Movie Star? Maybe not the greatest for Winona, but this is another track that is slightly different too. It's got kind of more of a country-ish feel, that country vibe. Yeah. Greg Lies, I think that's how you pronounce his name, is Lice or Lies. Mm-hmm. Has a fantastic pedal steel part running throughout.
Yes.
And Robert Quine, lead guitar as well. And the interaction of the pedal steel and the guitar as that song goes on too is just, it's so good.
It's amazing.
It's excellent. Yeah.
It really is. So let's listen to Winona.
Busy. Were you talking to a friend? When I tried again much later, I didn't want to let it ring again. So you can see I've got a
the ache.
I'm telling you, it's so good.
It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully heartbreaking.
And you can also, the sparse production is very, very obvious in this track. It's just his singing and the drums and the bass, and then just some garnish with the guitars, and it's fantastic.
Yeah, and that little like vroom, you know, on the acoustic guitar that kind of in the clip that we heard there too. Just the little touches are fantastic. So, Kevin, you said top five album all time for you. You know, my students at school are always like, what's your favorite this? What's your favorite that? And I'm not one to like have favorites. I don't know. I'd like so many things that I don't want to pin down, but if you had to pin me down, this is my favorite album of all time.
Yeah. It's, I'm the same way as you. Like I say, you know, my favorite artist, usually not, but this one, it has to be up there. Cause it's just, it's an album that's been with me since it was released.
Yeah. I mean, we're coming up on 35 years. So, you know, this has been a constant companion for 35 years. That's a long, long time.
It really is.
I was just like early on in dating my wife when this album came out. So, you know,
wow.
Wow. Yeah. So
it's in my top three favorite albums of all times as well. It depends on the day.
Yeah, sure.
So one day it could be Lloyd Cole's Don't Get Weird on Me, Babe, from the same year. And mm-hmm. the next day it could be Girlfriend. So, yeah. I think we like it.
I think we do. And, you know, I mean, Matthew's been on the podcast before as well. Yeah. So I know he's a favorite of the community and wouldn't be surprised if this album ranks pretty highly for many of us. Girlfriend, fantastic, and a fantastic start to Matthew Sweet in the 90s, but there is more to come.
There is more to come, and we'll talk about that tomorrow, and we'll see you then.
All right, sounds good.
Cheers.
This is definitely top five album for me of all time.